Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 92. Episode 92 is about a positive environment in your gym. Positive environment is one of the things that, as a trainer, as a human, anywhere. So basically, just any aspect of life, how are we going to grow and make positive environments everywhere we go? I think one of the number one things is you get in a routine. That's one of the things I have found in the past is if I'm in a routine and I am starting my day positive, I do a little reading, set out my goals, everything I want to get done that day. Then as I grow, things, if I get ahead on it, awesome. If I fall behind, that's okay. How am I going to adapt and change? It's one of my favorite things in life is just when you're sitting back thinking about things, how are you becoming better each and every day? Positive environments is one of the biggest growth principles in life because as we get older, we need to make sure that we aren't just doing physical, like as a trainer or whatever job, growing, but we also need to grow mentally. And mentally is one of those things is having a support system, being better each and every day. If you can do these things, you will become way better and you will start understanding the full aspects of life. One of my favorite things and positive things that I've listened to and read is Tim Tebow's books. They're awesome. They set you up. They give you goals every day. If you're not a religious person, there's many other books as well. I have done many of other ones, and Nick Saban's coaching book is great. I also have Life's Golden Ticket. That is a great book as well because that one kind of just sets you up into, it breaks down aspects of life into a much easier way to understand it and kind of like a fair type attitude. So one of those things that I would say is as we're growing and becoming better humans, positive environments, how are you going to do that? How are we going to set things up? So being positive yourself, controlling the environment is by being positive towards others. If negatives, do not give it energy. If you give energy to negatives, it'll grow it. One of the biggest concepts that I have learned in my past is it's like two trees. Which one do you water, positive or negative? Think of every single aspect of your life. Which ones are you watering? Which ones are you growing? Which ones are you not? One of my things that I have focused on numerous times is if you can feed, water the positives and eliminate the negatives and start your day and eliminate and do not worry about things. If you worry about things, you will not be the same person and things will start to affect you more. You will also then start affecting people without even knowing it. So positive environments will really help you. It's one of the things that you can grow and make sure that you also, you're growing them, but be in them. So pick the places that make you feel good and that grow you, because it's not just about you doing it. For others, you need it as well, especially if you're going to create a positive environment, because if you aren't in them yourself, it's pretty hard to be positive and create your own if you're not around positivity. One of those things that I have found is finding those people, finding the people that support and the areas in your life. One of my favorite things to do is set up your day right at the beginning and the end so that you leave and you're positive when you leave your place of work or your activities and when you start them up. I have found in my past that one of my favorite things to do is get in a routine throughout the day as well. If you're getting derailed, just look at positives. Listening to music can control your entire environment. And one of those reasons is it can really switch you. So remember that at the end of the day, driving home, putting on the proper music, on your way in, whatever that may be. Audible is a great way too. This can help you grow and make sure that your environment, so you're controlling it in your car or at home or wherever, so that wherever you are, as in your place of business, with fun with people, surround it and make sure that you're bringing it. And also then remember the energies. We've talked about this before of when you leave hanging out with somebody, how do you feel? Are you filled up or are you empty? Make sure that you surround yourself with the people that fill you up as well, because this will help you become a better person. It'll also, in the long term, round out and make it so that you can be more positive, because it's really hard to be positive and create your environments in your life if you are not putting yourself in those outside of that. If you want to fill up other people's lives with positivity, you have to be around it. Now, when there's negativity, that'll always happen. It'll affect you, but think about, I always thought a minute turns into 10 minutes, to an hour, to a few hours, to a day, to a week, to a month, to a year, if you allow things to affect you. Don't do that. Move forward and think of all the amazing things in the world. If you start realizing all the great things that you can do, it'll really change you and bring out the best in you. One of my favorite things to do is eliminate, focus on the positives, think the day every morning. Think of all the positive things you have, the achievements you want to do, and then eliminate the negatives and realize that you may be derailed here and there, but you will just keep pushing forward until you've achieved everything. So the number one thing we're going to ask you today is, what positive environments are you creating in your life? Ask yourself, how are you doing that? How are we making our environment so that we can be better? Whether that's listening to music, reading, surrounding ourselves with amazing people, those are awesome. Now, when you need a fill up, who are the people that you go to? Who are the people that fill you up? Who are the people that drain you? Try to surround yourself with the fill up people so that you have more energy. Give it to them as well, your energy, when they need it, because that is what true friendship is, and it'll make the best of your life. Positive environments, filling up each other's lives with positivity. You will help each other. And when you're in down times, that's one of the biggest things you can do for each other. And in true friendship, that is probably one of the biggest things we can do. So create those positive environments, focus on what you can do and how you're going to help others. Once you do this, you will become much stronger, and then you will be able to attack things way better. So as always, surround yourself with the people, fill up your cup, and have a great day. If you guys ever need anything, just let me know. Enjoy, and we will chat again soon.